Unexpected. Chloe Garfinkel, IQ 159. Hypothesis. The speed of the drive is directly proportional to the acuteness of the crisis. The yellow minibus squealed up to the emergency entrance of St. Leo Medical Center, and the disqualified Academy robotics team piled out, bearing Katie Patterson with us. While Oz and Donovan handled the patient registration, Katie and the rest of us lay on the waiting room carpet, practicing Noah's breathing technique. "Don't worry," Katie assured the two bewildered Daniels. "This pregnancy is a group effort."
"Cool," said the taller one, but he looked a little unnerved.
The door swung open and an orderly appeared, pushing a wheelchair.
"Mrs. Patterson,"
he gawked at us on the floor. "What's going on down there?"
"It's okay," Luttrell told him. "We're the birthing team."
"We only do robotics in our spare time," Noah explained.
Katie was loaded into the chair and brought to a case room. We followed, every last one of us. The staff wasn't too keen on that, but they had no choice. We were all her coaches, except for the Daniels, and they kept their mouths shut for a change. I'd never seen them so well behaved. We were in there forever, breathing and timing contractions with our robotic stopwatch. We studied the final sonogram and kept a close eye on the fetal heart monitor that Katie wore. Everything was fine, but Donovan seemed really scared, even more than his sister, and she was the one having the baby. He spent most of the time on the phone trying to locate his parents to let them know what was going on. We all took turns calling home to inform our families that this robotics meet was going on a lot longer than usual. Finally, the doctor decided it was time to take his patient into delivery. As the brother, Donovan went too. The rest of us congregated in the waiting room to, well, wait. You could tell the two Daniels were pretty cowed by the whole adventure.
"So, is this, like, business as usual for the gifted program?" the taller one asked. "I mean, do you do this kind of stuff a lot?"
Oz favored him with an exhausted chuckle.
"You mean, trash a robotics meet and have a baby? No, it's fair to say this is a big day, even for us."
"What's going to happen to us?" Abigail wondered anxiously. "Do you think we might be banned from future competition?"
Oz shrugged miserably.
"I don't know. Interfering with another robot is a very serious offense. There are bound to be consequences."
"It was worth it," the shorter Daniel exploded. "I've known Donovan since first grade, and that was him at his best, real gladiator stuff."
"It was WWE, Noah amended.
"You were great too, kid," the other Daniel assured him. "Mess with you and pay the price. I learned the hard way."
I spoke up. What Donovan did was against the rules, but it was right. Cold Spring Harbor interfered with our robot before he interfered with theirs. Our teacher sighed.
"That's assuming the judges noticed. If they didn't, they'll see the attack as unprovoked."
"But effective," Noah put in.
Kevin rubbed his hands together.
"It was beautiful to see that tin pot with a big dent in it."
"I was hoping the arm would fall off," Luttrell added wistfully.
"Well, they definitely didn't deserve to win," Abigail said reluctantly. "Even if that means we can't win either."
JC opened her mouth to speak, and I braced for one of her odd random comments. Instead, she said softly but with conviction,
"Way to go, Donovan."
It hit me just then how different we all were since Donovan had been mistakenly sent to the academy. The mayhem that had ended the robotics meet would have freaked us out a few weeks ago. Now we were gloating over having destroyed our enemy.
If Oz had hoped Donovan would become more like us, here was proof that the opposite was true. We had become more like Donovan. I love my school, but I'd always yearned for us to be a little more normal. Hypothesis. Today, we finally got there. We'd been cooling our heels for about an hour when Dr. Schultz came into the waiting room. The superintendent's hair was wild, his tie undone, his normally immaculate suit rumpled. Spying us, he rushed over.
Any news?
Nothing yet, Oz informed him. He looked frazzled.
I've got your robot in the trunk of my car, but the rest of your equipment is in the storage room at the auditorium. All except the ukulele. That got spilled out in the confusion.
What did the judges finally decide? Asked Oz, and I could tell he wasn't sure he wanted to hear the answer.
You were disqualified, and so was Cold Spring Harbor, the superintendent reported. Orchard Park were the winners, but I don't think that means much this year. The whole thing was a major fiasco. This is supposed to be a friendly science competition, not a gang rumble.
Are we in really big trouble? Abigail asked in a small voice.
I'm honestly not sure, replied Dr. Schultz. I inquired several times, but no one would give me a straight answer. The judges have never dealt with this kind of misconduct before. That might work in our favor.
We should probably keep a low profile in the Robotics Association for a while, Oz suggested, and we all chimed in our agreement.
Low profile or not, this was one robotics meet I'd never forget. The image of Donovan working the joystick, exacting Tin Man's revenge, would forever be burned onto the inside of my eyelids. I'll bet the others, even Abigail, felt the same way. Hypothesis. To take a robot designed to place rings on pegs and turn it into an instrument of destruction requires a kind of giftedness that none of us have. It was then that the heavy swinging door was flung wide and Donovan staggered out to the waiting room, wide-eyed and white-faced. He was quite a sight in green scrubs and a surgical cap.
It happened, he rasped.
And? I prompted eagerly.
It's a girl, he managed. Katie had a baby girl.
The waiting room erupted in cheers, and we mobbed him with backslaps and congratulations.
Hypothesis!
Okay, that wasn't a hypothesis. It was just awesome.
Dude, you're an uncle, the taller Daniel exclaimed. You did it!
Katie did it, I amended. I threw my arms around Donovan and gave him a big hug. He seemed startled, and I admit it was a little closer than any of the others got. But I was just so happy for Katie. I knew the day Donovan stepped into the robotics lab that there were great things ahead, and this was the greatest of them all. Donovan worked his way through the well-wishers and nearly jumped out of his scrubs at the sight of Dr. Schultz. You can't blame Donovan, I jumped in. Cold Spring Harbor started it. The entire team burst into a babbling description of how our opponents deliberately knocked the ring out of Tin Man's control.
I couldn't let them beat us, Donovan finished. Not that way. I don't appreciate rule breaking, the superintendent said gravely. School spirit, however, is something I appreciate very much. Whatever else you are, Donovan Curtis, you're a loyal teammate.
He smiled.
And please pass on my congratulations to your sister, her husband, and their new daughter.
Wait a minute.
Noah's brow furrowed.
It can't be a daughter. The sonogram clearly showed a boy.
Oz laughed.
Well, I guess you were wrong about that.
The look on Noah's face as he took in the enormity of that statement was sheer wonder.
Wrong? He repeated, dazed. I was... wrong?
It's no big deal, Noah, I told him gently.
It's a colossal deal. I'm never wrong.
All at once, his normally serious expression dissolved into a large, goofy grin.
This is the greatest moment of my life.
Maybe if you get really lucky, you can be wrong again someday, Donovan teased.
Noah considered this.
I'll work on it in summer school.
No, you won't. Oz was jubilant. This class was short 14 hours of human growth and development instruction. But remember, real-life experience counts as triple time.
I snapped to attention. We've been with Katie 4 hours already. One more hour and... A flicker of hope animated Abigail's features. No summer school?
Dr. Schultz smiled.
Perhaps some good has actually come out of this horrendous experience. I will personally sign your credit.
But we have to put in the final hour, Oz added.
I wouldn't leave anyway, I announced. Not till I've seen our baby. Hypothesis. Maybe the human growth and development requirement isn't so pointless after all.